Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's been traffic gridlock all around the Bay Area this evening because of the closure of the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge because of falling chunks of concrete earlier. We're going to check in with KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Phil, we spoke to Randy Rentschler with the MTC earlier today. He says this isn't the first time something like that has happened on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge.
That's right. It's been a problem in the past, you know, with this mixture of concrete and steel out there. The vibrations from the bridge and stuff have caused things to fall, chunks to fall. But what's changed in recent years, and the reason why you're seeing all the gridlock in San Francisco right now, is the bridge has changed. The use of the bridge has changed. You know, when it was originally built in 1956, it was three lanes each way. In 1977, traffic was so light that they actually closed down a lane on the top deck to put a pipeline to pipe water into Marin during a drought. In other words, water took precedence over traffic. And when the pipeline was removed in 78, both the top and the lower deck were converted into shoulders because of light traffic. But in the past, like, 10 years, the traffic has just steadily increased. The people in Marin are getting older. They don't go to work as much. The people in Contra Costa and Alameda County are the ones going over to Marin to work. So there's been about a 15% increase in bridge traffic alone in the last 5 years as people from the East Bay, lower, a lot of service workers, are driving over there every day and then coming back. It became one of the major gridlocks, and Caltrans reluctantly reopened the bottom lane for a commuter lane, and that's part of where the concrete is dropping. So it's not just dropping on a shoulder anymore. Word is it's dropping on a possible lane of traffic. And so that's why we see the shutdowns, and we also see the big gridlock because people still are trying to get back to the East Bay.
It's true. That used to be a sleepy little bridge, and now it's packed day and night. You know, Phil, whatever happened to Infrastructure Week? Remember, we were going to work on infrastructure all over the Bay, the nation. Well, I'd say it's overdue here.
Yeah, I would say so, too. In the recent years, as Randy explained, I think a lot of the emphasis has been on retrofitting the Bay Bridges. We're paying increased tolls to make sure they don't shake apart in an earthquake. But wear and tear, that's a different story. The Richmond-San Rafael Bridge was built about the same time as the Carquinez. They tore that down and replaced it. I don't think anybody's got the money or the budget to tear this one down and replace it. As you know, that's a spectacular job from what we saw with the Bay Bridge. It could cost billions. It's going to be interesting to see what we do about it as they continue to inspect, because you just can't have it. The traffic is too heavy. I don't know what they're going to do about it, whether they're going to put nettings under it in the short term or what the long-term fix is. But as we know, whether it's bolts on the Bay Bridge or now, you know, falling concrete on the Richmond-San Rafael, it's once again a question about infrastructure, about maintaining it, and about what we can do to either improve or replace it. And it's going to cost money.
You know, Phil, this just underscores something that we all know instinctively now because of the increase in traffic, is that it's all interrelated and interdependent, right? You can't think these days if there's a major problem on one of the bridges, oh, I don't go home that way, it's not going to affect me. It affects everyone now.
It does, and that's part of our, you know, life and geography. You know, there's only two ways you can go. I mean, you can go east and you have to cross a bridge, or you can go west and you have to cross an ocean. So there's only so many ways to get around the way the Bay Area is configured, from Marin down to the San Mateo and stuff. You're absolutely right, Patty. It's a domino. And like tonight, what's happening is people are coming off the Golden Gate. They're trying to get through downtown San Francisco and onto the Bay Bridge, and that is turning a Battery Street and the Embarcadero into a parking lot. So, folks, you're stuck. Hopefully you'll get out tonight sometime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.